Blog Talk Radio.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be.
Hey, everybody.
everybody, and welcome to Keeping It Real with Cindy. I think I've got everybody in the chat room dancing in their chairs just like I was during that song. Anyway, I don't think these guys need introduction. All of you know who's here tonight. We've got Lisa Williams. Lisa is an internationally recognized icon in the spiritual community. She's an author, teacher, and founder of Lisa Williams International School of Spiritual Development, and much, much more. And we've also got Melissa, MC. You all know her. I'd say her last name, but I know I'll screw it up. She's internationally recognized celebrity psychic medium from New York who has had the ability to see and connect with those in spirit since the age of 3. She is best known for sharing her journey and demonstrating her abilities on the international groundbreaking television series Living Different on Oxygen Network. Melissa is a certified master teacher for Lisa Williams International School of Spiritual Development. And I know you guys don't want to hear me talk anymore, so I'm going to pull these guys on air. So we've got Melissa. Now I have to find Lisa. Okay, I know you're here because I saw you. There she is. Hi, Lisa and Melissa.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Great, actually. We had everybody in the chat room dancing, and my husband's making me giggle again tonight because I usually don't talk like this. I'm just repeating. He's screening everybody in the background, and he puts himself in, screened as the badass producer.
That's awesome.
And so, yeah, he's in there, but so, you know, guys, we're here tonight to talk first about the summit. Lisa and well, there's, you have a bunch of your teachers that are involved in the summit. And so, Lisa, why don't you start off with that? Tell us a little
okay.
bit about the program.
Well, everybody around the year, around the world has all said to me, why don't you come to my area? I wish you'd come to my area. You don't come and do this often enough. And it's really about the Advanced Psychic and Mediumship course. And as many people know, that my aim is really to try and change the way that mediumship and psychic is really viewed, to try and really raise the standard. And a lot of people have all been like, oh, we can't train with you. It, you know, it costs a lot of money, or we can't, if we invest in the course, we can't then travel and whatever. So over the course of the last 3 to 4 years, I've actually been training master teachers, which MC is one of them. And so I decided that why don't we all just teach the same course on the same weekend, on the same day around the world. And so that's what we decided to do. And so now we have launched the summit. And I don't think I have seen this ever anywhere in the world, where we're trying to train as many advanced psychic mediums in the world to go out there and to practice in this capacity. And it, to me, it's amazing. And we've got 15 worldwide. We've got Australia, New Zealand, Norway, Sweden, and America. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, I think I have never heard of anything like this either, and I've been doing this for a while, you know, having people on radio, and I don't think I've ever heard of anybody doing that. And so
no,
I think it's really awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, we're all kind of really looking forward to it. In fact, it's so interesting because every time I open up my email, there's at least another 10 applications that are coming in, and it's like crazy. I can't believe how many people really want to get involved, and it's absolutely awesome. And you know, to me, it makes my heart sing.
Right.
Well,
combination, baby.
And yeah, we have to bring you into MC. MC, are you there?
I am. No, I was just saying, we're going for spiritual world domination, baby.
Yes, we are.
And, yeah, that's kind of perfect. But, You know, I also saw that you had kind of a unique curriculum for this too, which helps people understand what their gifts are, the differences between, say, a psychic and a medium. And so can you talk about that a little bit? I mean, you're doing a whole new thing that I didn't see before in the area of development of psychics
in
and
what,
mediums.
In what capacity? Because, I mean, to me it's normal. To me, it's I teach is very, very normal. So what have you seen that you've gone, oh, this is
well,
different?
No. I mean, you're, like, what I read was that you have a unique curriculum covering the difference between
oh, yeah.
a psychic and a medium connection mm-hmm. to energy and
yeah,
an
you know,
area
I,
of development that's overlooked.
I do, because, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there's a lot of mediums out there, and please don't anyone take this the wrong way. Gosh, my words often get twisted and I get slandered for it, but there are a lot of mediums or people who profess to be mediums that work in a very, very psychic way. And what that is we really use our psychic senses. We pull on the information that the client knows or that is held within the client's memory or held within the client's aura, and we use that. And therefore, we use that to actually gather information. And we say that we're speaking to spirit. We feel that we're speaking to spirit, but really we're actually pulling in on information that the client's holding. So I really try to differentiate between mediumship and psychic. Now, it's a very intense course, and as much as, honestly, I would like to separate the two, I found there's been great success in building the psychic, starting in the psychic, developing this, and then building it into the mediumship. And some people will only, you know, may only be psychic. Some people will go on and do the mediumship. You just don't know. And often, I mean, that's how I started. I started off as a psychic, and if you don't mind me saying one, a bloody good psychic, because it was like, you know, my psychic awareness was like, woo, and then suddenly I was like, oh, there's a dead person there. Oh, I'm not sure about that. And so it kind of developed. So I think it really is, and what we do is, and all the master teachers have been trained this way, if we don't use traditional teaching methods, we use everyday methods and things that every people can understand on a daily basis and practices that they can do all the time to heighten their awareness, to get them in touch. And that's where it's different. That's very much where it's different.
Right, and that's the answer I kind of thought you were going to give me, because when I read that, I thought, you know, a lot of people just have classes for psychics and mediums or whatever, but you're actually helping a person to hone in on their own gift, whatever that might be, and whether it's psychic.
Everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody's different. Everybody works at their own pace. Everybody does something different. Everybody does their own thing. And that's the beauty of it. It's about embracing that difference. Because how I deliver messages is not the same as MC, is not the same as any other master teacher that's out there or any other medium or psychic. We all do it in a very slightly different way.
Right. And so that's what's so unique, I think, about you guys. And the way that you've taught your master teachers is a little different than a lot of the other courses that are out there.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're bad.
No,
I don't want to get a bunch of emails.
No,
I'm just saying it's a little different. And you know, I like the way that you're going about doing this. But can you tell us also how people can apply for this course, for this summit?
Yeah, I mean, they can go onto any one of the Master Teacher websites, so and also my website, lisawilliams.com. And there's a link there to the LWISSD Summit, which is LWISSDSummit.com, and they can apply. And you have to apply. There's an application form. I read all the application forms. In fact, it's funny because I lie there at 6 o'clock in the morning reading new applications that have come in overnight. And I look at them and then I send them on to the master teachers who are going to be teaching the course, which I think is, I'll explain in a minute how that's going to work. And then I give them my recommendations on whether I think this is a good fit or whether I don't. And then they have the final say, because ultimately the final course that they are, the students who are going to be taught by is the master teachers in their area. They will be taught online with me for 12 weeks. So for 12 weeks, we have video lessons. The homework is graded by their master teacher, but I have video lessons, and there's 7 conference calls that everyone around the world can call in, and there's a big switchboard, and we will have, you know, a conference call. However long it needs to be, if it's 1 or 2 hours, then I will answer all the questions personally, help them through the next stages of the homework, really nurture them. So they have personal contact throughout. It's not just, oh, here's 12 weeks and off you go. They have personal contact with me, and then they're actually handed off into their master teachers we've also got like this little hub online where they can all get to know their master teacher. They can chat with them. We've got a forum going. So it's kind of awesome, actually, what we've got going.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing here that you have the 12 video lessons, and then you have the 7 conference calls and homework, which I heard is like boot camp tough. And
listen, nothing compares to master teacher homework, so they have it.
Yeah. Master teachers are pretty brutal, actually, Cindy, trust me.
And I've heard that. You know, I know a lot of your students, and so I've heard. And although it's for the students' own good, everybody says that without that, they wouldn't be where they are today.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That's true.
Yeah.
And, you know, Cindy, I have to say that the one beautiful thing about, especially for me, and it's reflected in a lot of my students who are now working as psychics or mediums, is that what makes Lisa different as a teacher is you kind of get who Lisa is as a person in her teaching. So it's almost the most authentic, I think, version you can possibly be while still remaining professional and still having, you know, that integrity and that authenticity to it. And I think that's what makes it so relatable and so successful, because it's not impounded, you know, it's not enforced or forced upon you as your truth. What she does in such a brilliant way is she provides you the tool. And I always say that a good teacher will show you where to look, but not tell you what to see. And with Lisa, you know, and having the honor of student teaching with her and, you know, not only training, but knowing her as a friend, I know that who I see outside of that classroom is very much who's present in that classroom. So to know that somebody lives their truth authentically on a daily basis and then brings that same truth into a classroom, I think is something that's very few and far between these days. You know, I mean, it's unfortunate that, you know, ego plays a huge role in this field, and it really should be quite the opposite.
Yeah.
Right. And I've heard that when Lisa teaches, it's like leave your ego at the door. And it's perfect. But also they call, I think most of your students call you Mama Lisa or something similar, right?
Mama Bear.
Mama
they
Bear.
All call me Mama Bear.
Mama Bear, something similar.
Mama Bear.
Which says a lot. You know, it helps you to understand the closeness that you have with your students. And so I think that's awesome. But okay, so can we go a little bit into the what the process is like?
MC, do you want to talk on this? Because you've been on the receiving end of it all. So,
sure. Cindy, by process, do you mean the actual coursework or the journey?
Yeah, what to expect with the process of this.
Yeah, sure. I would love to. As LZEP said, or I call her LZEP, but as Lisa said, you know, it is a process, but it's very much a journey. And I do have to say that it's not for the faint of heart. However, it is worth its weight in gold, I would say. There's no value, I think, you can put on the knowledge, you know. For me, and I can only speak from my humble opinion,
in experiencing it is that I know what went into the creation of it. And I have to say that I still have beautiful relationships with other fellow master teachers, with students, with, you know, and they're such supportive relationships, but they're kind of created within this journey. You know, and I'm kind of leaving, you know, soul contracts out of this just for the moment, but I do believe that as a collective, we're drawn together for a higher purpose. What that purpose may be in that moment, we're not always aware of. So I think for me in that experience, it was, I'm very much a skeptical medium, and I'm not afraid to say that. I'm not skeptical of the ability or the gift or the power of spirit, but the difference is that I don't want that generic reading. I don't want the, you know, your grandmother was always cold and she knitted and, you know, all the typical things that 90% of your audience can relate to. So for me, it was really about, you know, I want spirit to prove that they are who they are. And that's why I say a skeptical medium, because that's what makes it evidential for me. And, you know, the process was very much also equally internal as it was external. And I think that is probably, you know, the biggest, I think they're equally, you know, enable you to grow. Because I think that internally what you create, what you learn, what you, you know, what kind of accumulates over the course of that journey really forces you to look internally at who you are. How are you living? You know, how do you connect? Even to those around you, you know? And it often brings up, and it's amazing because I find that my readings always reflect a point in time or a lesson that I'm also experiencing in my life at that same time. So it's just so amazing how, you know, you find that you continuously evolve. And that's the beauty of, I think, this work, is that you not only get to help people, but you gain knowledge in return. You know, and I really encourage people, I tell my students this all the time, you know, it's okay to be human in the process, you know, and it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay for, you know, we want you, we encourage you to, you know, and I don't mean this in a negative way to be taken out of context, but we encourage you to make mistakes within that classroom, yeah. You know, with each other, because you've got such an amazing support in the collective that you're a part of, that it's no longer just you. You know, it's kind of becomes a extended family of sorts. So, you know, in my own journey, I do have to say I learned equally as much about who I am as a human being as I did about who I am as a psychic medium. And, you know, to me, that's a two for one right there. You know, it's kind of just an amazing gift in itself. And I think a lot of times for me, it's about the reflection. You know, I'm kind of very present through the journey. So it's more looking back and reflecting upon what it is that just happened. I think it's quite honestly, you're left very astonished by what you're capable of, you know? And it's an amazing, amazing experience. It's a life-changing experience. And, you know, by no means do we anticipate, you know, creating a factory line of psychic mediums. But the beauty in this program specifically with the summit is that, you know, we're really trying to embrace your gift within a certain standard or ethic of work. So we're not going to take your gift and retrain your brain to sound like us, to work like us, to, as Lisa said, you know, we don't all read the same way. So, you know, I've got, you know, an amazing group, and it's a mixed lot. It's, you know, I've got healers, but all this information is equally important to their journey. And I've been encouraging people to sign up that they're like, well, I've never given a psychic reading in my life. Yes, their photograph has an amazing vibration to it. you know, because mm-hmm. often I'll see it in a photograph alone. But their, you know, their application, it may not be the verbiage that we use, but yet they're speaking the same truth in just different wording. So, you know, I do believe, however, that, you know, we have a muscle, almost like going to the gym, you know, flexing that psychic muscle that mm-hmm. you develop depending on your, you know, your dedication, your willingness to surrender, your willingness to trust. And then, like Lisa was saying earlier, the mediumship part just kind of blossoms out of that foundation. But it's just an amazing way to have a really stable foundation that's rooted
right.
in ethics, that's rooted in, you know, integrity, rooted in trust and faith and all things that really spirituality should be rooted in.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just kind of answered another question I was going to ask, because it says advanced psychic mediumship. And you said there are people that have applied that have never done a reading in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people that are being accepted based on your feelings about them as you see their picture and you read their application?
Absolutely. And to be honest with you, as I've always explained, this gift is like a singer. There are many people who have got the ability to sing, yet with a couple of singing lessons or a couple of just, you know, advisory comments or, hey, what about this, try it this way, will go on and be, like, incredible singers. And so exactly the same with this. They have a very raw talent, very raw ability and gift. And sometimes, even though they are novices, they go, I don't know what to do with it. And I remember taking somebody on in Australia, gosh, it must be about 6 years ago now. No, it's about 5 years ago. And I never forget thinking, what am I doing? What am I doing? She's completely raw. She's never done this. She's given up her job, and she wants to work as a psychic medium because she's had communication with her dad. And I went, you are absolutely crazy, Lisa, but I'm taking a risk, all based upon a photograph, all based upon her application. And, you know, naturally, as teachers, we read into the application. We read this because I'm going to tell you now, people lie on those applications. And so I took a risk, and she went on to be a phenomenal medium and psychic. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And so we always say to people, just because you may never have done a course, just because you are self-taught, just because you have a gift that you don't quite understand and you don't know what it is, or just because you're interested, we always say, just submit the application form. Just because we have advanced on there, I want you to look at it as the fact that we are advancing you. Not that it's an advanced course. We are just advancing your gift. That's simply all it is.
Okay, great.
And I think it also takes away, I'm sorry, Cindy, if there
may
just
add ahead.
Something.
No, go ahead.
I think also by, you know, having it as an advanced course, it doesn't put limits or restrictions on touching, you know, on Lisa's point. It doesn't limit or restrict any individual's ability to advance. So, you know, we're making sure that we provide them with an amazing foundation, but yet we're not building the house, we're not putting the ceiling and the roof on it. So, you know, it's kind of, you're building the house as the student. We're just providing you the materials to build that house. You know, so I think should it have been a beginner's class? I think that would have been restrictive to people's abilities.
Mm-hmm. And so I like the way you guys phrased advanced. You're advancing the person that is coming to you. So,
yeah.
And you're right. A lot of the psychic mediums that I know that are really good just didn't have a lot of self-esteem in the beginning, and they were afraid. And once somebody could take them and help them to move forward, they were awesome. And, you know, I was in a class at one time, and there were some really awesome people in that class, but they were comparing their, you know, the ego was having them compare their weaknesses to other people's strengths, although their own strengths were really amazing. And so I love the way you guys are doing this. And I just wanted to say that.
Thank you.
So, oh, you're welcome. It's and the chat room's just going nuts as you're talking too. So everybody is loving this because I think that was a question that people didn't have the answer to. You know, that does this mean you have to be advanced to even apply? And obviously it doesn't, guys. So that's really cool. So I guess my next question for you guys is. First I want to bring up something, and this is completely off topic, but I was listening to you, Lisa, on a show, one of your master teachers that you were on just, I think, yesterday.
Okay.
And I got all excited because you're taking a cruise. You're doing a cruise in October. And during that interview, you said, the different places you were stopping, and you said, oh, the Florida Keys, and I'm like, oh, my God, she's coming to my place. And then I went to your website, and you're not coming to the Florida Keys.
Oh, I'm not. Oh, gosh. I know I'm going to St. Martin and St. Thomas. That's, I know I'm going those places. But for, you know what? I think I'm doing a cruise next year that might be going to the Florida Keys. I don't know. I know I'm going to the Florida Keys was mentioned to me at some point. So, you know. I'm coming that way soon.
Okay, cool. Because I was so excited when you said that. I was like, woo. And so when I was pulling up stuff on your, you know, you've got such a full plate. I don't even know how you do it. I mean, you're like the little Energizer bunny. But I went into the cruise just to check it out. And I saw, no, she's not coming this time. But we just moved here not long ago. But anyway, So, you know, we've got about, less than a half an hour left. I want you guys to talk about whatever else you need people to understand about this summit before we start taking callers.
Well, I mean, really, it is about understanding their own gift. It's about understanding their own gift, and we really want to help everyone nurture their own gift and realize that we are here for you. It's not the fact that we just do this course and we're there to, you know, churn out psychics and mediums, which is what MC said. We're really there for you. And as much as I'm called Mama Bear, I can guarantee you everyone will be calling all the master teachers Mama Bear as well, because all of us are absolutely dedicated to your development, without a shadow of a doubt. It's just unreal how the master teachers have all been so specifically trained, and they really have been very, very carefully and specifically trained, because there are certain techniques and certain ways and certain things that we have to understand when we are in working as a psychic and as a medium, that we have to realize that we have an impact on these students, on people, even as clients. And so the master teachers have to teach that. It's like they have to understand the depths of grief. They have to understand what it's like to be the grieving student, what it's like to be the difficult student, what it's like to be the egotistical student. So what I'm trying to do is teach them so therefore they can understand everybody's learning techniques and listening techniques, how they process information. So it's a very in-depth course. So all of these master teachers are highly, highly trained they're exceptional. They are some of the
best. And I know some of them, and they are. I think they're all amazing, all of the teachers. And I don't know every single one of them, but I know enough that I know how you've chosen, in the sense of they're all really amazing people. Just simply people.
Absolutely.
And look at MC. I mean,
yeah.
You know, she, if I was to take a class, I'd probably go to New York. That's probably the cheapest flight for me. And so, you know, it would be MC, and she'd probably beat me to death. But I would probably love every minute of it. I know, and Lisa just did a reading for me, not knowing that it was me the other day, and she said I thought the class was going to, I was going to go into another class, and it was going to be, I was going to think it was too easy. And I was laughing during that reading, not for any other reason than I knew that you didn't know, and it terrified me. I was like, if I do this,
oh,
I'd be...
Oh, yeah, that's right, on Pat's show.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And I was thinking, I'm terrified to do this, but because, you know, I don't think any of us think that we're, and I went through this in another class, we, if you don't think you're good enough, stop that. You know, it's like everybody is. Everybody is where they're supposed to be in my mind. You know, they're they're good enough. And some people are, like you said, psychic, some people are mediums, but do you believe that every person out there has some sort of a gift?
I do. I believe that we certainly all have an intuition. I believe that we all have a highly developed sense of intuition that is there, that empathic side, that sixth sense of just knowing. I absolutely believe that. Whether or not we develop it as a medium is a different matter, but we can still all communicate with our loved ones in our own way. And I think that's what's important to realize, is that we can still communicate through signs, through symbols, through messages that we get through dreams, that we can still connect. And so when we realize that, it's like, yeah, it's great. But I do believe that we all have a gift. Like I said, and again, I keep bringing it back to the singing. Some people should never get out the shower singing. Let's just face it.
Oh, me.
Which means,
that's me.
You know, but you can still sing. You know, there's certain songs that you can sing that fit you, that suit you. And reality is that's exactly like the psychics or the mediums, the psychics who are raw, that, you know, they want to learn. They maybe have a little intuition. Maybe they can't develop it too much, but that's where they're at. And the reality is it's just their ego. And when I talk about ego, I'm talking about the conscious mind, the logical mind, the left brain that just won't shut down to allow the right brain to completely develop and completely open up and to completely surrender. And then there are other people that will just go on and just rock it. And, you know, it's incredible to see it, absolutely incredible when you see it.
Right. And, you know, I'm excited for everybody for this too. I just think this is going to be so awesome, just the people that are involved. You being the person that taught them, I mean, let's face it, you're awesome too. And so I just think this is, and it's so original. It's, you're teaching so many people at the exact same time all around the world. I mean, that in itself, you know, just blows my mind. And so, but are you guys ready to take some calls?
Absolutely.
Sure.
All right. So I know how you like to do it, Lisa, just because we've done this before, and you prefer to be able to just kind of pick a number that you're feeling you need to talk to.
Yeah, I don't really care how we do it. Go with the flow.
Okay. And I want to apologize to my callers because Blog Talk's like a little moody today, and there have been some callers that have called in and knocked off, and that was not us, guys. That's Blog Talk. And so just call back. Just try to call back. And you know, you could possibly get a reading. I think as of right now, we've got maybe 15 callers, so you tell me which one you want.
How about number 9?
Number 9. And my husband was gracious enough to put numbers next to their names. So I just have to find number 9, though, because they're kind of out of order. Here. And number 9 is area code 289. You're on the air with Lisa and MC.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
I'm well. I'm glad I'm speaking with you.
What's your name,
Who's
hello?
Calling?
It's Madeline.
Madeline. Do you have a question for us, Madeline?
I guess if there's any... I had a little incident today, and I actually had a dragonfly come around me right after I was explaining my spiritual understanding of what went down. And it went right between the two of us. And it was brought to my attention, and there's someone I follow that uses that as a symbol. Just wondering if there's any energy that you can explain about that for me. Or anything at all. If you pick up on other things, it's wonderful too.
Okay. MC, do you want me to go or do you want to go?
Would you mind if I just shared one quick thing that's popped in?
Please.
Okay. Thank you. And Madeline, I have your permission to tap into your energy, yes?
Yes, please.
Thank you. So I'm very much drawn to Canada. Can you understand either being from originally or actually residing presently in Canada?
Currently, yes.
Currently, thank you. And would you understand that your mom is in spirit?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you named after your grandmother? Would that be correct as well?
Wow, you're good. My birth grandmother, actually.
I'm sorry, you are?
My birth grandmother.
My birth grandmother, okay. Because I've got two women that are coming through. I've got the first one that shares a name with you, and then I've got one that is announcing her presence as mom. So for me, I'm not quite sure what the issue today or the experience you had was, but I'm being made aware very clearly that this is coming from mom. So whether the conversation you are having or you are speaking of her earlier in the day, I need to let you know that she's making me very much aware that she heard you. So whatever the reference was or the question was, because I almost feel this was a debate or this was some sort of like back and forth exchange of words, almost like this wouldn't happen if mom was still here. For some reason, that's what I hear, so I can't change it. You know, and I feel that that was very much your sign to go ahead, and you've got permission to do it your way, is what I hear. So, and I also feel that it's interesting, but I also feel very much that you are hesitant in exploring your gift. So I'm being pulled back in time. So I don't know if there was an experience that either mom or grandma had that was also... it's almost like lineage of gifts here, but they shift. So would anybody have been a tea leaf reader or something to that effect?
It's a native background, so I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Because I do feel very much like you're not, and this is my humble opinion, it's not to sway you in any direction, but I do feel like you're not making full use or proper use of your gift.
I will agree. I agree.
Thank you. And I do feel that it's often the energy of somebody else in the physical, somebody present in your life physically in the moment, that is almost that resistance or that wall that you don't want to break that wall. You don't want to kind of chip a brick off the wall because you feel that the implications that would follow or that should follow would almost cut you off in some way. I don't know what that means, but that's exactly as I'm seeing it. So can you understand that as well?
I think I can relate that to, some naturally, like everybody struggles with religious opinions in the families.
Absolutely, and I will share with you that I was raised Catholic. I went to Catholic school, and that's what I'm being shown. So I'm, I see very much a mirror image of myself in what you're experiencing. But I do have to say, I'm going to leave you with this message. By no way, are you dishonoring your heritage or your background by honoring yourself. Okay? And that's what I hear from Mom, and it's echoed by Grandma. So, again, I feel that, kind of push past those boundaries. You don't have to sacrifice your religious to embrace your intuitive or your truth, is what I hear. So I'm going to leave you with that, okay?
MC, could that be related to experiences? Because that really just touched me on something I discovered recently, that we had similar experiences during our lives, and that was part of our struggles.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
It just really hit right there then when you said that.
Yes, absolutely, because I often feel that in the struggle is disguised the most beautiful lesson, but it's the courage to get through the struggle that enables us the growth that is a result of that lesson. So absolutely, Madeline, 100%.
I got it. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Thank you for letting me read for you.
Oh, wow. It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome.
It's
okay,
so funny.
Now
I'm just gonna pick that number, and I...
I know, and you did the whole reading, and you did, I mean, you really, that, talking about evidential, you were there.
Yeah, I was going for number four. That's so funny. But see, everything works out as it should, for the highest good. Mm-hmm. So that is one thing
and
I believe.
It's interesting because I was sitting here, and I thought, oh, I can feel her mum coming in. And even though, and this just gives you an actual idea, even though MC is connecting with her mum, I still feel her mum present with me. So this just indicates the fact that spirit is energetic, and therefore there is no time or space. And so what we consider to be linear, the fact that a spirit can't be in one place at the same, two places at the same time, essentially it can be. And that's something that we all learn as we grow as a medium.
Yeah, and that to me is just amazing too. They can be wherever they need to be with as many people as they need to be at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But we have we have more callers now, obviously. So 19 we have. So pick another number.
You're
doing
I'm
good at this, please. Two.
Can I pick for you?
Yeah, go on, pick it.
You pick, and Lisa will do the reading.
24. So it's funny, I was going to say 24, so you said 2, I said 4. So, I feel drawn to 4.
You want 4?
Yeah, I guess we're swapping and we're picking for each other, but yeah, I'm going to go with 4.
Okay, so it's going to be funny to see how this one works out. I'm trying to find 4. Okay, where's 4? People dropped off, so it's kind of out of order. Oh, here we are. 4 is Diane. Thank you, honey, for screening. So, Diane, you're on the air with Lisa and MC.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi,
Diane.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, MC.
Hi.
I don't have a question. I was kind of figuring that maybe you guys can go with what you feel. What you might be getting. I don't know.
You're in.
All righty. Oh, you just lead us in that way. Okay. Let's have a look. Do you want us more mediumship or do you want more psychic? What's your thoughts here?
You know what? I'm going to leave that up to you, Lisa, which you,
Okay. I'm going to go with this. Bear with me then.
Okay.
If you don't mind me saying so, what I've got is I've got a woman that's actually stepping into this energy. And she's coming through, presenting herself to me as a very maternal figure for you. And what she's indicating, and it's almost like she wants to make herself present, her presence known, but she also wants to talk about your gift. and your own development. So there's this sense of your own development, your own awareness. So I'm not sure if you're developing your own abilities, your own gift, your own awareness, and that's what she's focusing upon. So would you understand that this may be a mother or a mother figure for you, Diane?
Yes, Lisa. I do.
Okay. And the way that she's coming through, interesting, thank you. The way that she's coming through here is she's presenting herself as a very firm lady. I don't want to say stern, but quite firm. So it would show to me that she was very direct. She said her piece, but very nice as well in the way that she's coming through. She's also making me aware that she's been worried and concerned about you over, thank you, the recent months, which would indicate to me that I feel like you've been getting yourself together. It's like you're getting yourself organized. I hate to say this, but she doesn't like your living situation. So wherever you're living or your circumstances of you living, she's showing me that there needs to be a change in that, and it's going to come. This change is going to come. Would you understand that?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Okay, good. Now, if I can take this a little bit further, what she's showing me, I'm not sure if you have a son or there is a younger male energy around you, because what she's showing me is that it's right for this younger male energy. But what she's showing me is a lot of crampedness, and she's taking me into, thank you, she's actually taking me into this work almost to the point where you are completely extending yourself, completely growing, and putting yourself out there on a limb. So whether you do psychic readings, you do mediumship, but in some capacity, you are pushing yourself beyond what you have known or beyond what you have normally done. Thank you. Out of your comfort zone. And she's showing me that you're going to be stepping into this world. Thank you. She's also making me aware that you've already done some in some way. So it's as though you're pushing yourself and you push yourself out there. But she's telling you to keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. Now, what's interesting is she's also pulling in a friendship that has failed or some form of friendship that has created a big mess in your circumstance. And what she's showing me here is she's happy that you took it back, or she's happy that you took some items back. I'm not sure what this would mean. I'm not sure if you lent somebody some items or there was a feeling of looking after, but she's showing me that you took it back. And she's happy about this. And she's acknowledging a chair for some reason. So would you understand why she's acknowledging the chair and that you're taking the items back from a particular person?
That's interesting. I'm going to have to think about that. I'm not quite sure. I've had some things going on with a particular friend.
Okay. Well, let me explain this. In that case, there is a connection to a particular chair. So whether it is a chair that she would always sit in, there's something about a chair that you're reclaiming. And what I'm seeing is you standing in your power. It could be the fact you're sitting in power, but I don't feel sitting here. I feel like you're standing up for yourself and you're being authentic. And with this, Diane, she keeps saying, don't worry. You've actually done the right thing. No matter what this in particular person has done to you and created certain circumstances around you, it's as though you need to let go, because I keep feeling like this has been a situation. She's also making me aware that as long as you surrender yourself into this work, because I'm not sure if you want to do this work full time or you do, but she's showing me this is very much where you're at. She's given me a set of tarot cards for some reason. And she had tarot cards, but I kind of want to bind them tightly. And what's interesting is I want to bind these tarot cards very tightly, like don't go into them. And it's interesting. And I'm like, why are you seeing that? Because I keep seeing these tarot cards it's definitely tarot that I'm seeing. I'm almost feeling like they need to be kept bound or kept together. And she's showing me these tarot cards as very, very significant things for you. Would you understand that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
And she's just saying, just move forward, move forward, move forward with this ability, keep going. And she's showing me that the finances are going to come and you're going to launch yourself. It's like you're going to be, you really are going to do well in this. But she's also telling you to focus, really focus.
Okay. Yeah, that's hard. Yeah, but yeah, everything you said, Lisa, is spot on. And I know
okay.
you don't know who this. I know you don't know who this is, but I'll be
mm-hmm.
sure to let you know. I'll be sure to let you know the next time I talk to you.
Okay.
I'm actually one of your mentoring students, my friend.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! I know exactly who you are now. I was thinking, that voice sounds ever so familiar, but I can't, because normally I see you on Skype. Oh, my gosh. Oh, dear. Oh,
I knew you didn't know who this was. I knew it. I knew you didn't know.
I had no idea.
So you were definitely spot on with everything that you said.
Oh, gosh.
Awesome. And I knew that. Because I know
you knew. I knew you knew, Cindy.
Yeah.
Especially because you're, because Wayne's a badass producer. Oh, God, he crushed me.
Yeah, he is, yeah. And I love that he's working with me. But thank you so much for calling, Diane.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you very much, Lisa, for that outstanding reading. I so needed that.
Oh, no, you're welcome.
That.
I hope it helped.
You all have a wonderful night.
You too.
You too.
And I got to say, I know Melissa had told me before the show that she needed to leave a little early. And so, Melissa, are you there?
I am.
And you need to scoot out.
Yeah,
I wanted
about
to
5 more minutes.
Okay,
yeah,
I wanted to bring up your, you have something coming up too with Pat Longo.
I do.
And,
actually, in Lilydale.
In Lilydale,
on,
right.
Yeah, July 7th. We're working together on a course, a one-day workshop that's called Everyday Energetic. It's pretty much
mm-hmm.
just taking the average person, as we're all sensitive to the energy that surrounds us, and just giving you tools to be able to get us through life or a situation of feeling stuck, or even, you know, it kind of applies to energy work, to light work, but to everyday people as well, which is awesome because it kind of ties into the point that Lisa was bringing up in the beginning about all of us being gifted in one way or another, whether we acknowledge it or we know it or not. So it kind of gives you that idea and just really the fundamentals of how to incorporate, you know, different tools to make your daily life easier. But if you are a light worker, these same principles and tools, we're going to kind of give you the next level on how to be energetically stable, aware, you know, and how to best move forward, protected and grounded and all of those things. But the amazing part is that it's a webinar as well, which will be streamed to, I believe, 20 different countries. And, you know, we get asked a lot, Pat and I, actually, you know, when are we coming to this country? When are we coming? You know, until they can clone us, I don't know that we'll make it everywhere. But
mm-hmm.
it's kind of cool to have a webinar that they can tune into and watch live from their country, from their home. So
right.
Pat is doing also a very intimate group healing session, which everybody's been asking, will they feel the effect of the energy, you know, from their home? And you absolutely will. It's amazing. I've had the session with her, and, you know, it's life-changing. And then I'm going to also do a demonstration of mediumship as well during the class. So we're excited. You know, you can register at Church of the Living Spirit or fellowship.com. And it's on our Facebook, both of our Facebooks as well. And if you register before, I believe, the 20th, there is an early registration discounted fee as well. So, yeah, I'm totally
and
cool.
I posted that in the chat room so people could just click the link.
Thank you.
It's Fellowship Spirit. .org, actually, and that should bring you. You should be able to find it. But Melissa can be found on Facebook at Melissa.
It's just MC Medium or Melissa Kubiak. which is CUBILLAS.
You know, I screw that one up every time.
That's all right. That's okay. You try. You give it the effort, Cindy. I appreciate the effort. But yeah, just my name, or you can just type in MC Psychic Medium. That will come up as well. I'm kind of the same on every single social media outlet as MC Medium. On Melissa, MC Medium. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've yet to get in and get a website, so.
And we've also put how to contact you on the chat room, which is psychicmediummc@gmail.com for those that are not in the chat room. So if you'd like to book a reading with Melissa, you can reach her there, psychicmediummc@gmail.com, or go to her Facebook wall, right?
Yep, that's it.
Okay. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Melissa. You know, I always love having
you
on.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Can you hang for a minute, Lisa, so we can finish up talking about the summit a little?
I do, but I don't have a lot of time because I do have
No, that's okay. We're just going
to
talk about
the
summit and close it up, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But thank you for having me, Cindy. And
you're so welcome. Thank you.
Working with my friends and forever mentor Elsa over there, who I bless. And I really encourage you guys. You know, if there's a thought that has to through your mind, you know, to apply, should I apply? I'm going to say apply, you know, and just trust that if that is meant to happen to you and that's the position you're in, your guidance for it, it's going to work itself out.
Yeah.
But thank you for having me, Cindy, and lots of
thank you
listeners.
So much. I feel blessed you came. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, good night, guys.
We'll talk to you soon. Alrighty. Bye bye.
All right. Bye.
And so, Lisa, we're going to go over again just so that everybody knows. To be able to apply for the summit, you can go to LWISSDSummit.com. And of course, to get a hold of Lisa, you just go to lisawilliams.com. She's also Facebook. I'm sorry,
that's
Lisa.
That's right. I'm just agreeing with you.
Okay. And I think I love that you gave the information that none of us really have to be, really experienced psychics or medium to go to the summit. You can go without ever doing a reading before, and Lisa will be able to tell. And not everybody is accepted, though, are they, Lisa?
No, not everybody is accepted, not at all. And so we want everybody, you know, we are looking for the gifted people. That's exactly what we're doing. So we're trying to help those people who really have an ability and really are able to just want to develop it.
Right. And it's, to me, it's the most amazing thing that you're going to have all of these teachers from all over the world at exactly the same moment teaching and helping people like never done before. And so
yeah.
I'm excited for you.
I'm actually going to also plan on Skyping in to all the classes as well. So at some point I will also Skype in. It may only be 15 minutes, but that's my intention of just Skyping in, just so everybody can just get a little bit of a feel for the fact that I'm actually there with them as well.
Okay. That's really, you know, everybody will love that. But thank you so much, Lisa. I'm sorry we couldn't get to everybody for readings, but that would be impossible. And so, but you have, do you still have your own show, Lisa?
I don't. I actually stopped doing my radio show. So I stopped doing my radio show a couple of years ago. And because it was just proving too difficult for me because there were so many other things that were going on. And I just felt as though I was continually putting on repeat. So it is something that I am hoping to change in the future, but at the moment it's just a little too difficult with my schedule.
Yeah, and your schedule is, like, so over. I mean, your plate flow is over, I'm telling you. But if you, you can find out everything about Lisa on her Facebook, and you can just Google Lisa Williams on Facebook and follow her. Of course, you can go to her website at lisawilliams.com. And, again, you can go check out the summit at SSDSummit.com. Got tongue-tied there for a minute. But anyway, thank you so much, Lisa. It was so much of a pleasure. I was so excited to have you on, and I know the listeners were too. So thank you again.
Thank you. It was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. It was an absolute pleasure to be back on your show.
Yes, and I love that. It's been a long time.
I know.
Since you've been on my show.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, okay. Thank you to everybody, all the listeners, all the people in the chat room tonight. Without all of you guys, I wouldn't have a show at all. So you're absolutely amazing. And I'll call it a night. Love you. Bye-bye.